It's Friday, December 2nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Dorothy Mbasa, a heroine, has fallen. Those were the words proclaimed by the Christian community in her village, located in the northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, at Dorothy's recent funeral, reports International Christian Concern. Dorothy, age 87, survived a terrorist attack carried out by an Islamist rebel group, the Allied Democratic Forces, in her village on October 7, 2020. 8 Christians were killed in the attack, and several others were injured. While running away in the night together with her family and other villagers, she was hit in the back by a bullet from the attackers that incapacitated her. In the morning, she was taken to a nearby hospital, where she ended up staying for 6 months. Efforts to help her to walk again were unsuccessful. 2 years later, Dorothy succumbed to the spinal injury that had caused her a lot of pain. Her son confirmed her death recently and commemorated her as, quote, a woman of faith who remained steadfast in Christ until her last breath, end quote. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." McCrindle, an Australian research company, recently released a study called The Changing Faith Landscape in Australia, which shows that 46% of Australians, quote, identify with Christianity, end quote. Among those who identify with Christianity, just 34% attend church at least once a month, and 47% never attend. 6% said they are extremely involved in their Christian faith. A self-described, quote, Christian and conservative, end quote, senator said that Congress needs to pass a federal law enshrining a right to homosexual full marriage in order for the United States to have a chance at, quote, survival, end quote, to demonstrate tolerance, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Wyoming Republican Senator Cynthia Loomis joined on Tuesday with 11 other traitorous Republicans and all of the Democrats except Georgia's Raphael Warnock, who is campaigning for re-election, to pass the Disrespect for Marriage Act. It would require the federal government to recognize any partnership called a, quote, marriage, end quote, by a state, including homosexual, polygamous, and incestuous arrangements. Loomis said, quote, as a Christian and a conservative, ensuring that the religious liberties of people in Wyoming are protected and that no institution would be forced to perform a ceremony that is not in line with their values is absolutely essential, end quote. However, as numerous conservative and religious liberty groups have warned, the bill poses grave threats to religious freedom. According to the Casper Star Tribune, Loomis also bizarrely claimed that she actually believes marriage is between one man and one woman, despite voting completely contrary to that truth. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." The Episcopal Church continued to suffer declines in membership and worship attendance in 2021, well below pre-COVID-19 pandemic levels, reports the Christian Post. According to the church's recent report, the denomination shrunk by 60,000 members since 2020. The Episcopal Church's 2021 membership is also nearly 400,000 fewer than it was in 2012, when the mainline Protestant denomination had over 2 million baptized members. The church's rejection of sound biblical theology and its embrace of sexual perversion has driven sincere Christians away. For example, when the Episcopal Church ordained Gene Robinson as the first openly homosexual bishop in the denomination's history in 2003, scores of congregations left the denomination in protest. At the current rate of decline, the Episcopal denomination will effectively cease to exist by the year 2050. Republican Senator John Barrasso has called on the Biden administration to fire a sexually perverted activist who identifies as non-binary over being recently charged with stealing luggage, reports the Christian Post. Sam Brenton, a man who dresses in women's clothes, serves as Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Department of Energy. In November, Brenton was charged with felony theft after allegedly stealing a woman's designer luggage from the baggage claim at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport back in September. The luggage, by designer Vera Bradley, is worth $2,325. The Washington Examiner reported that, quote, Brenton removed the blue bag's tag and put the bag tag in the handbag they were carrying. Defendant then left the area at a quick pace, end quote. CDC data turned over by court order shows healthcare workers and others who were first to get the mRNA COVID shots suffered an extraordinarily high rate of complications, reports Just the News. Among earliest populations to get vaccinated, the data withheld by the CDC showed 1 in 3 reported needing medical care, missing school or work, or the inability to, quote, perform normal daily activities, end quote. In June 2021, more than 6 months after the vaccine was rolled out, the FDA added a warning to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine fact sheets of an increased risk of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, and pericarditis, inflammation of the tissue surrounding the heart. And finally, 7 Senate Republicans have vowed to withhold support of the Defense Department funding if the Democrat-led chamber will not vote on ending the COVID-19 vaccination mandate for service members, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky said at a press conference Wednesday that the group will not vote for, quote, the defense authorization bill unless we have a vote on ending this military vaccine mandate, end quote.
The Biden administration's vaccination mandate has forced our nation's young patriotic men and women to choose between their faith and their career, between their medical autonomy and their career. At a time when the military is struggling to meet their targets for recruitment, the Biden administration is firing soldiers we invested in and trained.
Paul is joined by Senators Mike Braun of Indiana, Ted Cruz of Texas, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mike Lee of Utah, and Rick Scott of Florida, NBC News reported. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, December 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.